Daniel Chester French, 1850-1931. Ralph Waldo Emerson, carved 1883-1884, from original model 1879. Marble bust, gift from 135 contributors. Daniel Chester French was one of America's major public artists. He's known in Concord first and foremost as the sculptor of the Minuteman statue at the North Bridge. Nationally, he is best known for his seated Lincoln in the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. He was born in 1850 in Exeter, New Hampshire, the son of Henry Flagg French, who was a lawyer, a judge, and later Assistant Secretary of the United States Treasury. The Frenches moved to Cambridge when Dan was six. During the 1860s, they moved to Sudbury Road in Concord. French's talent was first noticed by his stepmother, who was impressed by little figures that he carved out of turnips and pieces of wood. She encouraged him to think about developing his skills as a sculptor. In 1868, May Alcott, who heard through the grapevine of French's talent, visited him. She was impressed by his ability and took an active interest in teaching and encouraging him. She gave him her modeling clay and tools and advice on how to use them. French learned quickly. He studied with William Morris Hunt and with William Rimmer in Boston, and worked in the studio of John Quincy Adams Ward in New York. His earliest subjects were his family and friends who sat for portrait busts. In 1873, preparations were underway for Concord's upcoming 1875 celebration of the centennial of the Concord fight. Although he had little experience, French was encouraged by those close to him to submit a model for a proposed commemorative statue to be erected at the North Bridge. The result was his first big commission as an artist. His statue of the Minuteman was unveiled on April 19, 1875, the day before French's 25th birthday. French wasn't in Concord when the Minuteman was unveiled. He was in Florence. By the time he returned to America in 1876, he was well on his way to becoming a major public sculptor. He set up a studio first in Washington, then resettled in Concord in 1878, building a studio next to his family's home in 1879. This bust of Emerson was created relatively early in French's career. French was eager to do a bust of Emerson, who was a friend of his family and a relative by marriage, and who had been influential in helping French get the commission for the Minuteman. He began work on the bust in March of 1879. It was first modeled in clay. Later, plaster casts were made from the clay model and two marble carvings. French came daily to Bush, as Emerson's house was known, took about a month to do the modeling, and had it done by the end of April. One of the first plaster casts from the master mold was presented to Ralph Waldo Emerson on July 26, 1879. Emerson thought it a good likeness. He is reported to have said when he first saw it, "Dan, that's the face I shave." Probably after Emerson's death in 1882, French had a marble version carved in Italy. It was given to Harvard in 1883. In 1884, this second marble carving, slightly different from the first, was given to the Concord Free Public Library. By 1886, there were bronze copies of the bust for sale as well. The piece was one of French's dependable moneymakers. The bust from life presents Emerson of many facets: dignity, thoughtfulness and intelligence, humanity, confidence and strength, Yankee shrewdness, and vitality. The piece conveys a sense that the subject is about to speak. The viewer would not know from the bust itself how difficult all of this was for French to capture. During the 1870s, Emerson had been declining both mentally and physically. By the time he sat for French, he was only 3 years away from his death and a shadow of what he had been. French himself later wrote about how hard it was to get past the failings of the elderly Emerson and to capture his personality and intellectual vigor. James Elliot Cabot included French's words on the subject in his biography of Emerson. French referred to Emerson's almost childlike mobility that admitted of an infinite variety of expression and made possible that wonderful lighting up of the face, so often spoken of by those who knew him. "It was the attempt to catch that glorifying expression that made me despair of my bust. At the time I made it, as you know, Mr. Emerson had failed somewhat, and it was only now and then that I could see, even for an instant, the expression that I sought. This bust captured Emerson as he had been, not as he was. In that sense, it was an idealization.